Welcome on in, ladies and gentlemen, to another edition of the best 4 to 8 minute podcast you will hear anywhere in the country, United States, London, Australia, and I mean anywhere, that being Front Stretch's Stock Car Scoop. Brian Nolan here alongside Adam Cheek as we recap and preview every NASCAR Cup Series race every Monday and every Friday here for your listening pleasure. Adam, like we have gone quite a bit this season, we're going to do another new track. But this time, we're going to Nashville Super Speedway, a 1.33-mile super speedway. And for the first time since 2011, NASCAR's heading back to Music City. So what are we going to expect? Or what should we expect from NASCAR's return to Music City?
So I was thinking about this, and interesting is really the main word that came to mind, which is it's low-hanging fruit for sure. But I'm not even sure what to expect, especially in Cup, since the Premier Series, they've never been there. And, you know, I watched a little bit of the 2004 Pepsi 300, which was the Busch race held there. And it's a track that's kind of unlike anything else. You know, the turns are super unique. Straightaways on the broadcast look like the angles and everything make them look like something out of like Daytona, Talladega, even Michigan. Just a big track that's a lot faster than something we'd normally expect. And the cars are moving around so much, I think it's going to be adjustment for everybody. You know, we're going to touch on this in a minute too, but we do have a few previous winners set to race there. You know, you got Kevin Harvick, Brad Keselowski, Kyle Busch, Joey Logano. They've all won there in Busch, and both Rowdy and Austin Dillon have won in truck. So, and interestingly, the final four truck races there all started on the pole. The winners of the four truck races there, the most recent ones, all started on the pole. So I'm interested to see if that continues.
Yeah, I was at work today. I was listening to the 2001 race from Nashville, where at the time it was called the Busch Series, and there was guys like Kevin Harvick and even Jimmy Johnson was in that race. It was just wild just to listen to, and because you got guys like Mike Bagley and Dave Moody alongside on the play-by-play call. It was crazy to see 20 years later now the NASCAR Cup Series is headed there. Adam, like I talked about just a little bit ago, although there's never been any Cup races at Nashville, there's been multiple truck and Xfinity races run there from 2001 all the way to 2011. There's also been some experience in the Cup field that has run those Busch and truck races. Kyle Busch, Austin Dillon, Kevin Harvick, Brad Keselowski, and Joey Logano have all won that beautiful guitar before at Nashville. Are any of those guys the favorites this weekend, or should we expect the front runners like Martin Truex Jr. and the guy that no one has been able to stop, Kyle Larson, to continue their dominance this season?
Oh, well, with the guitar trophies, which is something that it's always one of my favorite things. It's going back to Nashville has brought back, of course, the clips of Kyle Busch smashing the guitar. Mm-hmm. London Calling style. London Calling is, of course, the album by The Clash, which is widely regarded as one of the best albums of all time. One of my favorite albums. It is a perfect album. And those trophies are great. And I think Kyle's going to be up there. I think if I had to pick three, I'm going to go with Brad, Kyle, and Kevin Harvick. I think maybe Larson, but I think this is going to be a case of experience begets momentum. And we see these guys that have actually run races at this track before adjust better. Yeah, I think Larson and Truex will run well, but given the different sort of track that it is, it's just completely different from anything else in the schedule. I think my money's on past races really benefiting guys like Logano, Busch, Brad, and Harvick. Dillon, maybe not so much, just given that, you know, he hasn't won a race this year and he doesn't have as much momentum. But again, experience begets momentum, so I think we could see him running well as well.
Brad Keselowski won in 2010 and in 2008. Joey Logano and Kyle Busch both won in 2009. And then Kevin Harvick also won in 2010. If there was one guy that would be probably really dominant here, be the guy that's won five times, but unfortunately he is not running in this race. That would be cousin Carl Edwards. He'd won five times at the Concrete Super Speedway. Adam, last thing here before I let you go, my man. There's going to be a resin applied to the concrete surface of Nashville. Not quite PJ1, but a resin following two tire tests where Kurt Busch, Chase Briscoe, and Christopher Bell made laps. Now, Adam, is this a good move by NASCAR, or should they have waited to see more cars on the track as well as practice to make that decision?
look, you know, tire testing's good and shows a lot of what we can expect from cars' performance on track, but I think you really got to wait until at least one race has been run. You know, I'd honestly refrain from making any modifications until we at least see how the cars do on track without the resin, especially at a track NASCAR hasn't been to since 2011 for Xfinity and Truck, and Cup has never been there. I think it's just run the track organically first, and if things need to be improved or whatever, throw that on there. But yeah, I would go no resin this time, but I guess we'll see how it goes.
Adam, like we do every single Thursday or Friday, or even Thursday and Friday, as we record fairly late sometimes, we're going to pick a winner like we do at the end of every single preview show. I'm going to go first, actually, because I always have you go first. And you know what? I think you get the upper hand every single time. So you know what?
Let's start alternating.
Okay. I'll go first this time. You go first next week when we do the doubleheader at Pocono. For me, I'm going to go with the guy that's already won here. I know I said last week not picking Larson would be moronic, but you know what? I'm going to be a moron and see if it bites me in the you know what. So with that being said, I'm going to go with the guy that's already won here. So that cuts it down to five drivers. I'm going to go with the guy that has won here not once, but twice. He won in 2010 and in 2008, the driver of the number two car, probably going to Roush Fenway Racing next year. More on that down the road. I'm going to go with the number two car of Brad Keselowski. He becomes the inaugural winner of the first ever race at Nashville Super Speedway for the NASCAR Cup Series. Adam, who are you going with, my friend?
Well, Brad was tempting, but I'm going to go with Kyle. I think, you know, he'll just be – the experience is really going to help him like it would with Brad, like you said. But differentiate myself a little bit, I think Kyle's got momentum on his side in terms of he's got to win this year more than he had at this point last year. Of course, he didn't win until Texas 34, 33 races into the season last year. So I'm going to go with Kyle. And if there happens to be a guitar sitting in victory lane, maybe he'll do it again to it what Paul Simonon did to his bass for the Clash's album cover in 1979.
He's got the 18 car. I got the 2 car. We want to hear from you guys. Who is going to be getting that guitar at the end of the afternoon at Nashville Super Speedway? There is a threat of rain on Sunday, so maybe going to halfway, but there are lights. So don't ask Bob Pockris if there are lights, because they are there. Lights at Nashville Super Speedway. Folks, you can follow Adam on Twitter at Adam and Cheek. Follow me on Twitter at The Brinal, and follow us on Twitter at Front Stretch. And for all the latest on Nashville, as well as IndyCar, Road America, and more, frontstretch.com will have it for you. For Adam, I am Brinal, and for everybody here at Front Stretch, stay healthy, stay safe. And if you have not already, please get the vaccine.